So what you didn't know was, kids, come on up. Before I say anything, kids, come on up. What you didn't know was, this morning, when I walked in for Sunday school class, someone said, Alan is learning Bible verses. So here's my question. Can you tell me something about the Bible?
This is the Bible.
Can you tell me the verse from the Bible?
This is the verse. All scripture are God's ways and useful and for teaching.
That's pretty clear, wasn't it? All scripture is God breathed and useful for teaching. Very good. Excellent. Good job. So here's my question for you guys. You know the people who are poor by what? Who are poor people? What do you think? You know the people who are poor by... Can you tell?
If they don't have a home.
Okay, we think if they don't have a home.
They don't have food.
They don't have food. Think of anything else?
They don't have any money.
They don't have any money. You know, we usually think that way. We think, well, if they don't have clothes, and they don't have a house, they don't have food, they're poor. And I'm not saying that that's not true. But today, God is going to talk to us about the poor, and they might have a house, and they might have food, and they might have a lot of money, and yet they're still poor. So today, we need to understand a different idea about poor. What do I mean?
Is that if they don't have Christ, they're poor.
Okay, good. Well, although this guy has Christ, and he's still poor. So, good, it's a mystery. Huh, finally, the kids couldn't answer all my questions. All right, well, let's pray together, okay? Father God, we thank you for this time and your word. I pray that you would prepare our hearts. Help us to listen to what you have to say and to take it to heart. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Off you go. Good job. Amen. Well, take your Bibles and open with me, please, to Psalm 41. Psalm 41 is a psalm of David, who, as you will see, himself was poor, though he had plenty of money. And this is a psalm that is... You might say it's about the poor, but more than that, it's about the one who considers the poor, and we need to understand what that means. So listen and see. The title of the message this morning, Truth About the Poor, Psalm 41. If you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to open it with me. If you don't, there might be one on the chair in front of you or around you. I'd like you to see that what I have to say to you is coming from the Word of God. Psalm 41. The inscription reads, To the chief musician, meaning this was to be sung in Israel. They were to listen to this song and learn from it. A psalm of David. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me, saying, When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him, and now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. And amen. This, like many other psalms, when you read it the first time through, it's clear as mud. You have so many questions. You're like, what's he talking about? And who are these enemies? And why is he saying these things? And why is he saying, heal me so that I can repay them? That doesn't sound right, does it? So I want to make it clear as I can, because you are going to find this is very relevant to your everyday life. This is a psalm about the poor, but even more, it's about the one who considers the poor. And in verses 1 to 3, what you are going to see are truths about the poor. And then in verses 4 to 12, proof. So truth, then proof, then praise. All right, that's the outline for the time this morning. Truth, verses 1 to 3. Proof, verses 4 to 12, and praise in verse 13. In verses 1 to 3, David tells us truth, and I'm going to find a handful of them here, truth about the poor and even more about the one who considers him. Truth number one is this, very simple. There are people in this world whom the Lord calls the poor. Not hard to understand and not hard to see. Look at verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the what? Poor. Now some of your Bibles might say helpless, right? Some of your Bibles say that. But in a lot of our translations it says, blessed is he who considers the poor. And by the way, the word poor is in the singular. The poor are not being talked here are talked about here as a group or a class of people. It's literally, blessed is he who considers the poor person, the poor individual. Meaning, you could come across in your day-to-day life someone, a brother or sister, a neighbor, a family member, a friend, a co-worker, an acquaintance. You could come across someone whom the Lord himself would describe as poor, a poor person. But the big question is, who are they, or who is this individual? So the first truth is, there are people, there are individuals in this world whom the Lord calls poor. Second truth is this. The poor are perhaps not who you think. Blessed is he who considers the poor person. And you know what most people think? They think of the person who is homeless, jobless, and standing on the street corner with a sign that says, any amount helps. Cash for gas. Peace. You know what I'm talking about, right? Love. God bless. So, actually, some of you might remember the young man who was at the Southside Walmart not so long ago, had a sign that says, love and God bless. And he was standing there to collect money. So, I approached him. After all, his sign said love. I thought maybe he can give me insight about love. So I walked over and I said, hey, I was just wondering, what do you mean by love? I will not recount to you all that he said, nor the manner in which he said it. But what he told me was that he and his buddy, the night before, had gotten extremely drunk in his van, and they got into a fight, and they beat each other into a pulp and passed out. And he said, and we woke up today and we forgot all about it. And he said, that is love. So here's the question, and this is a serious question. It's a serious question. When God says here in Psalm 41:1, blessed is he who considers the poor, does he mean, blessed is the person who gives that young man money? And you know why I ask that question? Because that's exactly what many people think. There are well-meaning people, there are well-meaning Christians who think, blessed is he who considers the poor, and they think something like that, and they see, oh, I mean, look at this poor kid. I mean, obviously, he's in trouble, and he says love, and they feel like they have just considered the poor by giving him money. Is that what this means? And does this teach that you'll be blessed if you do that? And we've got to deal with this, right? This is what it says. It's what it sounds like. So look again at this verse. This is an important question. Look again, verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor or helpless. But what does it mean? The Hebrew word is D-A-L, dal, or dal. A's are like father in Hebrew. Dal. It means to be low. And it comes from the verb dalal, which means to be brought low, typically through affliction, oppression, or persecution. Blessed is he who considers the low individual, is what this is saying. Psalm 142, verse 6. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Same word. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. That is not a cry for money. That is a cry for help from God. And it is a cry of one who believes in the Lord and who is under persecution. Therefore, he's been brought low, and his need is for God to strengthen him to get back up again. That's very different than the young man with the love sign at Walmart. Listen, beloved, those who have no money because they have wasted it, and some of us may have been in that condition in the past, those who lack money because they refuse to work, these are not the poor that God is talking about here. And we need discernment. There are those who are out of money and out of work, and some of them, and I'm not saying all of them, some it is because of their own folly, their own wickedness, or their laziness, and the Bible speaks about them using different terms, namely the wicked, the lazy, and the foolish. And in Proverbs 1, God says they are eating the fruit of their ways in order that they might be brought low. And God is not encouraging us here to interfere with what He is doing with them. The truly poor that are being talked about here, when it said, blessed is he who considers the poor, is blessed is he who considers the low individual, the one who has suffered affliction or persecution, the person who has been deceived, scammed, cheated, robbed, abused by those who are in power. People like David, who had plenty of money. Look at the previous verse. We're in Psalm 41:1. Look at the last verse of Psalm 40. I am poor and needy. That's David. What, David didn't have any money? Well, David had more money than you have and than I have. David had plenty of money. But he was suffering partly due to his own sins, right? We studied that. And partly due to his enemies who were attacking him and seeking to destroy his reputation. The truly poor are those who have been brought low, maybe because of their sin, maybe because of persecution, but they are low in spirit. And what they lack is the strength to get back up again. And they are crying out not for money, but for mercy. That's what you see David crying for here. Truth number one, there are people in this world whom the Lord calls the poor. And second truth, the poor are perhaps not who you think. The poor being talked about here and in many places in Scripture are the low. The people who have been brought low because of affliction, persecution, or oppression. Third truth. The low person, the poor person's need, is not money, but for someone who will show mercy and consider them. Third truth, the poor person's need is not money, but someone who will show mercy and consider them. Look again at verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor person, the poor individual. So what exactly does it mean to consider someone? Here the Hebrew is SKL. You know, the Hebrew doesn't have vowels, it only has consonants. SKL, sakal. Some of you may have heard of the Mishkal of David, M-S-K-L. Actually, quite a few psalms are called the Mishkal, the understanding psalms. This, and that's from the same root. To sakal means to act intelligently, to act wisely, to act with understanding. Blessed is he who acts with understanding or who acts with discernment towards the low individual. It really means to act with understanding of what's going on here. To give money to somebody you've never met and know nothing about, to just hand them cash, that is not acting with understanding towards the poor. Maybe people feel better because they do that, but that's not this. Okay, I just want to be clear. This is so relevant. Blessed is he who considers, who acts with understanding towards the poor, who acts in accordance with truth. With what accord with what truth? Like, for example, hey, this brother is low. I mean, he has really been brought low. And what else would be true, perhaps? God sees him or her. And God himself cares about the lowly. And God himself commands us to care about the lowly. And therefore, I should do something. That would be showing consideration. That would be having consideration for the poor. It would be to think according to the truth, like, this person is low. God cares about the lowly. God commands me to care about the lowly. I need to think about this person and help out. By the way, if you didn't know, in the Law and Proverbs, God gives many commands concerning the poor, but they are concerning those who have been brought low through affliction or persecution. If one of your brethren becomes poor, help him. Leviticus 25:35. If one of your brethren becomes poor, do not harden your heart nor close your hand. Open your heart and your hand and help him. Deuteronomy 15, verse 7. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord. Proverbs 19:17. And then this one. Proverbs 21:13. Whoever shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. What am I saying? Quick review. There are people in this world whom the Lord himself calls the poor. Number two, the poor are perhaps not who you think. It is not those who have no job because they won't work or have no money because they wasted it. It's those who have been brought low by affliction or persecution or oppression, and now they don't have any strength to get back up. This could be anybody in this room, even if you have money and house and possessions. Any of us can be brought low at any time through affliction or persecution because we've been scammed or we've been robbed. That's who this is talking about. Third truth, I said, this person's need is not money, but someone to consider him or her. Fourth truth, and here's the main one. Blessed is he who does this. Blessed is the person who sees another person who's been brought low through affliction or persecution or oppression and thinks, hey, I wonder how I could help. That's the main truth. Verse 1, blessed is he who considers the poor. And the question you ought to say is, or ought to ask is, how? How would I help a person who is low? Well, this is not the first time in the Psalms that David has spoken about the poor. In fact, in the first 40 Psalms, David has talked about them over and over again. And in the first 40 Psalms, we get a glimpse of how David showed consideration for the poor. He has been showing us all along an example. So, for example, David prayed for the poor in Psalm 10. David taught the poor and counseled them in Psalm 27, saying, remember, wait upon the Lord. He's giving the poor and the needy counsel, saying, listen, I know you've been brought low. I'm praying for you, but listen, you need to wait for the Lord. You need to put your trust in Him. You need to occupy yourself doing the things that you know are pleasing to God and trust. He's going to bring you through. That is showing consideration for the poor, giving them counsel. He also encouraged them with testimonies of other people who were poor and had been brought out by the Lord. Turn briefly back to Psalm 34. Remember that? Psalm 34, verse 6. David said, this poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And next he says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them, implying that this poor guy had all kinds of troubles, but he feared God, and he called upon him, and the Lord brought him out. Be encouraged. Why is David doing that? He is showing consideration for the poor. See what I'm saying? He prays for the poor. That's a way to show consideration. He teaches the poor, gives them counsel. That's a way to show consideration. He encourages them, recounting stories of other people who also had been brought low, but they were brought out. These are all ways to show. Also, David showed an example of what to do when you are poor. When you are brought low through affliction, a persecution, oppression, or even when you're brought low on account of your own sinfulness or folly, David has been showing an example of what to do. And what's the example? Call upon the Lord in faith and trust that He will bring you through in due time. So the truth is, blessed is the person who shows consideration who acts intelligently, mercifully towards the poor, that person who does that will be blessed. How blessed? How blessed would you be if you show mercy and consideration for a brother or sister who has been brought low? Answer, very. Very. And the rest of the psalm is to show you, if you would give consideration to a brother or sister who has been brought low, you will be shown consideration by God Himself. You will be so blessed. Look at what it says. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in a time of trouble. Who? The one who showed consideration for the person who was brought low. The Lord will bless him, deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of enemies. In other words, that person who shows consideration to the poor will not be delivered over to the desire of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. This is not hard to understand. He's saying the person that shows merciful consideration to the neighbor, brother, sister, loved one, co-worker, family member who's been brought low through affliction, persecution, or oppression, that same person who showed that consideration will be shown consideration by God. You help someone brought low, the Lord will help you. He'll help you when you're low. He'll help you in your time of trouble. He'll help you when you're being attacked. He'll help you when you're sick and dying. He'll deliver you. He'll preserve you. He won't give you over to the desire of the enemy, which is what? That you remain low. The enemy always wants you to stay low. The friend wants you to help lift you back up again. Blessed is he who considers the poor. How blessed? Very blessed. Now listen, because we got one more truth to go, the fifth truth. Blessed is he who considers the poor just like the... I'll try it again. Blessed is he who considers the poor just like the... Lord! Just like the Lord considers the poor. That's what David is saying. Blessed is he who considers the poor just like the Lord considers the poor. And the rest of the psalm is proof of the truth that if you consider the poor, you will be considered by the Lord when you become poor, when you suffer affliction and persecution. Look what David says. Verse 4, I said, stop there. Who's talking? David. Said when? Well, from the context, when he was poor. When he was suffering affliction, when he was desperately needing God to lift him up and show him mercy, I said, and now, I said, quote, see the quote, verse 4? And the question is, where does the quote end? Well, notice, he gives us a hint. I said, quote, Lord, be merciful to me, now look at verse 10, but you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up that I repay them, unquote. The quote goes from verse 4, to verse 10, and all of it is what David said when he was poor and needy, low because he was suffering affliction, and he called upon the Lord to show him mercy and lift him back up. I'm just going to go through these verses quickly, but what David is doing is he's proving the truth of verses 1 to 3. David had showed consideration to the poor, and when he was poor himself, he said, verse 4, Lord, be merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Part of David's affliction was his own doing, and he knew it. And he admitted that. I know, God, that my soul is not in a state of perfect health. You know your soul is in a state of perfect health if you never sin. Right? You know your soul is in a state of perfect health if you never sin. Well, David knows, my soul is not in a state of perfect health. How do I know? Because I've sinned. Look what he says. Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. But what's worse, my enemies speak evil of me, saying, when will he die and his name perish? They just want me to die. They just want me to shrivel up and die. Well, who needs friends like that, right? They just want me to stay low forever and die out. And then verse 6, if he comes to see me, if my enemy comes to see me, why would your enemy come to see you? Make it look like he cares. Right? Make it look like This is called hypocrisy. And David says, I got enemies that come to see me because he's a king. He's got power. He's got authority. So he's got all kinds of people around him who hate his guts. But they come around when he's sick because they want to make it look like they like him. And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies to me. And his heart gathers iniquity to itself, and when he goes out, he tells it. In other words, he finds something to say against David, and when he goes out, he gossips. And David's saying, I know, I got people like that who come to see me when I'm sick, and then they go out and they say all kinds of evil things about me. God, I need you to lift me back up. I'm so low, partly because of my own sin, but also because I got enemies who are trying to destroy my reputation. Verse 7. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him, and now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. In other words, they're saying, you know what? Look, we're all done with David. He doesn't need to be king anymore. The guy sinned. He's done. God's not helping him. He's got a curse on him. Let's just move on and get somebody else. We don't need David around anymore. You know why everybody hated David? He was a man after God's own heart. And what leader is more hated than a leader who's going to stand up for truth and righteousness and godliness? And David's trying to lead a kingdom of people, many of whom were wicked, and yet they were hypocrites. And they hated him. And so he's been brought low. He can't lift himself back up. And he's saying, you know what I did when I was low? I cried out to God and I said all these things. I told him about all my enemies. Verse 9, even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Why was he low? Even my buddy is taking advantage of me now that I'm suffering this affliction. And he's saying, God, verse 10, you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up. And we all wish it stopped there, right? God, come on, help me up, lift me back up again. But then he says, that I may repay them. Which should not sound too pleasing to your New Testament ears. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, what? I will repay. Don't take your own vengeance. And David is saying, come on, lift me back up so that I can take my own vengeance. Well, you do have to understand something. David was a king. He was in a position of governing authority. And God has established governing authorities in part to repay, to take vengeance. That's right. It's like David saying, lift me back up so I can get back to work and rid this kingdom of evildoers, some of whom are coming around and speaking lies to me and then going around and slandering me and trying to bring down the Lord's anointed. That is, he does want to get up and carry out vengeance because that is part of God's will for authorities. Romans 13:4 says, he, speaking of governing authorities, he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. And David is saying, I have been brought so low, I can't even do my job, which is to execute your wrath on evildoers, some of whom are coming around to visit me while I'm so low. So question, did God hear his prayer? Did God answer him? And did God bless him? Absolutely. Look at verse 11. By this I know. Now here's the present. He just told you what he said in the past. He told us his prayer, and now he's saying, guess what? God delivered me. By this I know that you're well pleased with me, because my enemy is not triumphing over me. In other words, God did lift David up out of the miry clay. He lifted him up out of his affliction. And you know what David's saying? Ha! I have shown consideration to the poor in the past, and now what has God done with me? He's shown consideration to me. Conclusion, verse 1, blessed is he who considers the poor. Like me. I've shown consideration to the poor. I've become poor partly because of my own folly and sin, but partly because I've got these enemies and even friends. They're just killing me. And I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord considered me. And as for me, verse 12, you uphold me in my integrity, and you set me before your face forever. I know, God, that you're upholding me on the path of righteousness. Your integrity is completeness. In other words, as far as I know the Word of God, I'm doing what pleases Him. And God, I can see You're upholding me in that path. And I know that I am before You forever. In other words, His hope is restored here. His confidence, His joy, His faith. And what's He proving? Blessed is the one who considers the lowly brother. Blessed is the one who considers the lowly sister. You know why? Because I'm blessed. And I can see God has considered me. And I know I've considered the poor. That's what He's saying. And verse 13, praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. So may it be that the Lord God of Israel would be blessed forever and ever. You know why? Because He considers the poor. If no one else in the whole wide world shows mercy and consideration for those who are low through persecution, affliction, and oppression, if no one else will show them consideration, there's one in the universe who will. Who is it? The Lord. And He says, blessed be the Lord. Beloved, this is the good news. The good news is that there is a God in heaven. All of us have sinned against Him. None of us deserve anything from this great God. And yet every single one of us at some time or another, or time and time again, we are brought low. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many cars and how many houses. It doesn't matter. All of us are brought low through sin, sometimes our own sin, and sometimes it's the sin of those around us, and sometimes it's the combination of the two. All of us are brought low. The worst is death. But there is a God in heaven. We've all sinned against Him. The wages of sin is death. But God, in the person of Jesus Christ, came into this world to be the Savior of the poor. What did Jesus say in Luke 4? He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. To the poor. That's what He says. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He doesn't mean those who don't have any money. Jesus went around preaching the gospel to everybody regardless of money. To preach the gospel to those who have been brought low through affliction, persecution, and oppression. And the good news is that Christ, well, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 8:9, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich, 2 Corinthians 8:9. That is not talking about money. It's talking about something far more important than money, namely, it is talking about life. Life. Christ became poor. He gave up His life on the cross to pay the penalty for sins, and He did it so that you, through your poverty, what's your poverty? You have a life that is leaking out. You have terminal illness. Every single one of us, do not be surprised when somebody says, I have terminal illness. We all have terminal illness. We're all dying and headed for death. Right? That is our poverty. And we have nothing we can do to fix that. Go to the pharmacist, go to the doctor when you're dying and you're close to the end and say, I need something that will cure death. He doesn't have it. But God does. And He came in the person of Jesus Christ. He became poor. He gave up His life on the cross to pay the price for sins so that you through His poverty, through His death on the cross, might become rich. How rich? Rich with eternal life. Rich with eternal life in the kingdom of God forever. That's rich. Rich is not a house and a car. Rich is eternal life forever in a place called heaven where there's no more sickness, no more death, no more sorrow, no more tears. Hallelujah. That's rich. And Christ, in order that you might experience that, became poor for your sakes. David says here, as for me, verse 12, and it could be written this way, I know that you right now are upholding me in my integrity. You're upholding me in this path where my trust is in you. And I know that you have set me before your face forever. In other words, I will never be so poor that you won't consider me. I know that even when I die, you're going to lift me up. And what was David's prayer in verse 10? But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and lift me up. What is the gospel? The resurrection. The good news is that Christ is going to raise up from the dead It doesn't get any poorer than that. Christ is going to raise up from the dead all who believe in Him. That's the good news. So what is the application of Psalm 41? Let me give you three. Number one, trust in the Lord. Right? Trust in the Lord. The Lord is the one who has mercy on the poor. The Lord is the one that you can really trust. You can't trust in man. God doesn't even tell you to trust your friend. A lot of times when people come with marriage counseling, they say, I just can't trust my husband. I say, I have good news for you. You don't need to. Nor are you told to. I can't trust my wife. You don't have to. You're not told to. You're told to trust the Lord. Trust Him. What does that mean? Do what He tells you. What should I do? You should love your husband. You should show him respect. But that no good. Trust in the Lord. Do what He says. I can't love my wife. She's this and that. You know, you don't need to trust her, but you do need to love her like Christ loved the church. Right? Number one is trust in the Lord. And let's apply that to when you become poor. When you become low through persecution, affliction, or oppression, trust the Lord. Number two, this one should be obvious, consider the poor. Yes, this psalm is written that you might have consideration for the lowly brother or sister around you. And believe me, if you look around, there are some people in here who are low. Any one of us can be brought low on any given day of the week, having lost no money, having lost no home, no house, no property. We can just become poor in spirit, right? Lose your joy, lose your happiness, lose your confidence. And that's what this is talking about. Blessed is he who considers that brother or sister who on Tuesday lost hope, lost confidence, lost joy, lost their gladness because maybe because of their own sin, they argue with their spouse, maybe because of the sin of somebody else. Consider the poor. Consider the lowly brother or sister. And number three, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because you know why? Because that's what He does. This is God's specialty. He specializes in the poor, those who are brought low, in considering them and in lifting them back up. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You that You are a lover of the poor. In the truest sense of the word, the lover of those who are low, brought low through affliction. We thank You, God, for Your greatest demonstration of love. You demonstrate Your love even in this, that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. We thank You for lifting Him up out of the grave. We thank You for the promise that You will lift up out of the grave everyone who puts their trust in Him. We praise You and thank You for that. And we pray that You would help us to show consideration for the poor around us. It's in Christ's name we pray.